Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show, where I welcome Dr. Ellen Cutler. And Dr. Ellen is a best-selling author and internationally recognized teacher, public speaker, and media spokesperson. She has a chiropractic degree and specializes in the use of desensitization of food and other sensitivities, gentle detoxification, and enzyme and nutritional therapies for chronic conditions that have perplexed the conventional medical establishment. And we talk about food sensitivities as they relate to trauma. And Dr. Ellen has some interesting ideas and approaches to trauma that we haven't really talked about on the show today, but that are science-backed and are showing how much our bodies store trauma and how much it can be linked to our gut and digestion. It definitely gave me some things to think about that I haven't really as it relates to my emotional health. And I think you guys will find today's conversation interesting and valuable. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. And we appreciate you leaving those 5-star reviews on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast. Enjoy today's show. Hi, Dr. Ellen. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
It's wonderful to be here with you, Chase, and to discuss this important topic.
Yes, it is certainly important. And we haven't had a full episode on trauma in quite some time. So why don't we start from the top and have you tell our listeners why you enjoy helping people process and heal from their trauma and maybe what trauma is. And then we'll have a discussion around that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, actually, I had a trauma when I was 9 years old, that I never even discussed with anyone until I was in the Bahamas working on a patient who invited me there to work on his whole family with the method that I've created, which we can talk about. And we were eating and whatever, and he started talking and it came out what happened to me when I was 9 years old. And it was extremely traumatic. And what was hard about it is my parents never acknowledged or talked to me about it. So I never talked to anyone. I just kept it in. And what I've done in, and one of the things that this person said to me is that many women who go through what I went through, which was a kidnapping and a rape when I was 9 years old, never succeed. That they have a very difficult time in their life and not become successful in a professional life at all. And you have, how did this happen? And then, of course, I talked about the work that I do and how it's helped so many other people. It's helped me process, clear, and heal the trauma. Of course, it never goes away, but you can heal it. and go beyond and live it, not suppress it, but live with it. So in my work that I do, this technique I develop, which is pretty remarkable, Chase, and there's probably nothing out there that compares to it, because this has been my life. I've honestly spent 24/7 doing it, and I've been doing it for over 45 years. And I see so much trauma in so many people. And what's important is that trauma can look differently in different people. Some people can be really dramatic, like what happened to me, or it can be something else, but it is trauma for them. So the reason that I think it's so great to talk about this is that most people do have some trauma and or PTSD that they're living with that is interfering and compromising their whole body health and longevity.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And certainly going to dive into your method, how can someone identify their trauma? You know, obviously there's, like you said, lots of different traumatic events that can impact a person. You had this huge one at 9 years mm-hmm. old, and yet it wasn't until what seemed like later in life did you realize its impact on you. So can you speak a little bit to examining our past and identifying a trauma, and then we'll talk about diving in and healing it?
Yes. Unfortunately, sometimes you need someone else to help you uncover it. And just to give you an example, yesterday, a client of mine who I've seen over many years with Lyme disease. And in my testing and the work that I do, which again, we can talk about, we discovered, uncovered some trauma that happened when she was young. And she had two very, very, very difficult things in her life. Her son was killed, and that she knew, of course, knew about. The other one was somebody who was stalking her, and she actually had to get a gun, and she had to leave her area. And she never realized, Chase, how much of an impact that trauma had. Her biggest trauma was her son, but this was equally as difficult and as hard on her system. And seeing that the Lyme issues and the reason she couldn't heal with Lyme had to do around this trauma. So unfortunately, sometimes people need some help. And that's why I discovered, and that's why I developed a system that can help that. And inevitably, Chase, no matter what the chronic condition is, I have seen there is some trauma underlying that person, that in order to really heal that chronic or live with it or live happily and feeling better, you need to uncover it, see it, and then clear it. Again, it doesn't mean it needs to be forgotten. It needs to be suppressed. No, there's a way of clearing it that I developed that can make such a big difference. And sometimes it can take one appointment, or sometimes it can take many. But at this point, I used to just teach doctors and healthcare practitioners. Now I'm teaching everyone, because I've actually seen some incredible results with other patients that have learned what I do to help them and their family with health conditions and trauma related to it. But it's amazing. Even in young kids, there's trauma too. And sometimes there's inherited trauma that's in our cellular DNA that we don't even know about that can be uncovered. And there are lots of other techniques that help you uncover it. My work, which is so individually tailored to that person, can help uncover it and help see it and help clear it, which can make a big difference. Because talking about it doesn't work. You can't just talk about it, because it's so much a part of your whole body that needs to be understood and seen, and that needs to be cleared.
Let's get into your method. So let's say you have someone coming to visit you and work with you. Where do you start with them to unpack their trauma and help them heal?
Well, firstly, there is, in my system, there are very specific protocols that I work with. But when someone comes in, I have a computerized program that has been created for me and an instrument that I use when I work with people. And I work with people long distance. I can do it via Zoom, which I did even before the pandemic, and people come in to see me in person as well. And the first thing I do is do an evaluation. And I do look at some basic things. And one of my main areas, if people know me, have read my books, is digestion. Digestion is so important. The gut is so important. The gut not only is important in healing, it also is important in uncovering some things, because believe it or not, most people suppress some of this stuff, and the gut is where they're manifesting or where it comes out. So I look at digestion, and one of my areas, one of the things that I think everybody should take is spectrum digestive enzyme. People call me the Empress of Enzymes because that is the most important supplement anyone can take, because it's not what you eat. It's not only what you eat, it's what you digest. So that's one thing I do, because one of the things that I mentioned to this guy when I was in the Bahamas that helped me is to live a healthy lifestyle. Because if you need to balance your body, get your body more balanced, good digestion, good healthy gut is very important. Then these other things can come out. So that's the first thing I do. And then I look at allergies, because that's honestly, I look at my whole system is about looking at reactivities or sensitivities or allergies. And then I go through their symptoms. So let's say someone comes in with chronic fatigue, IBS, irritable bowel, headaches, etc. I go through a very in-depth 2-hour evaluation. And in that evaluation, what may come up is emotions, relationships, habits, and stress, and physical, emotional, psychological trauma. So there it goes. Even in the first session, I might find some traumas. And sometimes you don't know what that is until you start working with it. And when I start working with it, this is what I do. I look at what is related to that trauma. So it's in your body. Is it, which part of the body is that trauma hanging out? Where is it affecting? Is it your gut? Is it the nervous system? Is it your respiratory system? Because most people with asthma have some emotional issues that I have found over the years. Is it in your endocrine system? Is it through women's hormones and men's hormones? There are the immune system. It could compromise your immune system. That's one of the things I do in evaluating, and then in clearing and helping with that trauma by knowing where, how, what parts of the body, what else it's related to, can help clear it. And then I have a clearing method, which is an acupressure type method that they can do at home as well as me doing it on them. They can help the reframe, help the brain, help the body not react anymore to this trauma, so that therefore their other symptoms like the fatigue or the headache or the IBS can also be healed. And sometimes, Chase, it can be overnight, honestly. Sometimes it can take weeks. Sometimes it could take years for certain people. It so depends. Everybody is different. But it is a system that works for everyone. And I have success most of the time because I don't stop until I know everything, until that person is free of it. And even somebody who has cancer, looking at in their healing, or even when they're doing other therapies, look at some of the trauma that's related to it. So trauma comes up. That's why I love talking about this, and never really did an interview stressing this. I think it's so important because it is a huge part of people who have chronic health problems. Absolutely.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Do you want to know one of my favorite meals? It's a slice of toasted bread with tomato, mozzarella, basil, olive oil, salt and pepper, and a little drizzle of balsamic glaze. Makes my heart happy. It's so simple. It's so delicious. And I love that all the ingredients get to show off their individual flavors. I used to eat it all the time as my easy go-to meal. And then all of a sudden, there was a ton of messaging out there telling me that I shouldn't eat carbs and that I shouldn't eat bread and that bread is bad. And I hate to admit it, but I cut out bread entirely for the longest time. And it wasn't until recently that I started to understand that not all bread is created equal. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. I highly recommend that you give their bread a try. They're giving Relationship Advice listeners 10% off when you visit hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. I was so excited to discover Hero Bread. It's truly amazing, and they've made a product that is tasty and soft while having 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. I'm not going to lie, their white bread is so good, and it makes the best tomato and mozzarella sandwich. Last week, Stella and I were back in Florida visiting our family, and we all walked to the lake, and the only bread we had in the house was Hero Bread. So we grabbed a slice, walked to the lake, and by the time we got there, Stella had eaten the whole piece of bread and, of course, wanted more. So the poor ducks didn't get any Hero Bread, but Stella did. Since I had cut out bread for a while, every time I ate low-quality bread, my body felt bad. It felt bloated and I didn't feel great. But with Hero Bread, I feel good after eating it, which makes my life so much easier because now I can go back to my easy grab-and-go sandwiches when I'm on the run. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. That's IDO at hero.co.
I just want to backtrack a little because this is a big idea that may be new to a lot of our listeners. I know I've read a little bit about how, you know, our bodies can store trauma, and we largely think about it, or at least I did, as this emotional thing. You have a traumatic event and it affects you psychologically, and you may or may not unpack that, but it's very much a cerebral thing. And it's not to say that it's not there, but what we're learning more and more and through the work you're doing is that our body stores this trauma. And that's the big thing that you're talking about with starting with digestion. So could you unpack that a little bit for our listeners, just that this may be new to, you know, and just that idea of how our body, you know, maybe you can give a specific example of someone that goes through a traumatic event and then how that manifests in the body and can affect us that way.
Yes. Well, I will never forget, I had a patient come to see me with, this is a great example, severe asthma. And she's tried everything and none of it really, I mean, you would give her, you know, the medications, the asthma inhaler would give her temporary relief. But she really wanted to get to the root of it. And that's the key to my work. And that's always what I felt. So just a one aside, I first became a chiropractor. I also got a medical degree also. But I got frustrated in some sense with chiropractic. Why do people come back and have to get adjusted all the time? Why doesn't it stay? Why? You know, it's like it was always in the back of my mind. There's got to be more to that. That's how my technique kind of developed. And that's one of the things I did first was, you know, looking at digestion, which made a big difference. But then I felt like there was more to it. So anyway, it was just me. I am like passionate about health. And when someone comes in, Chase, I see them as already healthy, as already whole, as already healed. And whatever that means for that person, that's what I see. And I think that's what attracts people to come to see me, because I do see them as healed. And that helps me uncover too, because it helps them be more relaxed and helps them be more vulnerable in my testing. So this woman with severe asthma, and this was severe, she was really in and out of the hospital and nothing worked. So somebody referred her to me and she came to see me. And we did an evaluation. And again, the evaluation, I look at asthma and I look at the symptoms. Like, what are her symptoms? You know, wheezing, runny nose, can't take a deep breath, etc. Okay. And then I went through my evaluation process. Okay. And I look at different things. I look at how the body's detoxifying. And I'm looking related to this, what food she's allergic to, which of course for asthma, actually for most people, they have food sensitivities. Foods are number one, especially for children. I always work on that. And I look at environmental stress because, of course, asthma has other environmental stress like, you know, mold or dust or animals or pollen, too, is a big one. And then pathogens, too. Like sometimes you could be harboring a reaction, an allergic or sensitivity to a pathogen like a virus or a bacteria or parasite or fungus. Mold is huge. I've never met an asthmatic that didn't have sensitivity to mold. And we all live in some mold, and some people have more difficulty detoxifying it. And then I look at excretory, like how their bowels working, and all their detox organs too. And then I look at some underlying beliefs that could, and then I look at emotions too. So this is everything. And some people know. So I looked at emotions, and guess what came up? Some physical, psychological trauma. And she said, "Oh my goodness, Dr. Ellen, I never realized this had to do with my asthma," but it brings tears to my eyes when I talk about it. But they were living in South America. And one morning there, because they were activists there. One morning, the federales came in, busted down their door, took her husband away. She never saw him again, and her children never saw the father again. And how that was related to the asthma was incredible. Well, so we worked on that. We worked on that for a while. She worked on that at home. I gave her how to do the clearing at home. And within 3 weeks, she was free of any asthma, Chase, done.
Wow.
So it's you know, and there were other things I worked on. I worked on foods because she had food sensitivities. I worked on environment. We did that. We probably worked each other for maybe 2 to 3 months, but her asthma was gone. And then she told other people, and I'll tell you another story after that too, but it was extraordinary. And asthma has always been such a great, I've had such great success with it. And it's not that I tell people go up drugs. I don't go there. I'm not, I work with their doctors. I don't work. I'm not antagonistic to it at all. But I try to get to the root of it. That's what healing is to me about. So that's why this is such a great topic for me, because inevitably, I don't care who they are, there's some emotional trauma that comes up with their parents or their siblings or all kinds of things that I found. I could talk and talk and talk about all kinds of traumatic issues that people have. They don't even realize it's trauma. They don't realize how much it's affecting their health or their immune system.
Certainly, someone that's listening, that's identifying as someone who's gone through a traumatic experience, would find a lot of value by talking with someone like you, a professional, a therapist, but certainly a holistic approach like you're talking about. But let's say, you know, just for our listener who hasn't gone in or doesn't have the means to, what are some of the things that they can start to do on their own to unpack the trauma and start to heal?
That's a great question. And I do recommend that people do what they can do to create a healthy lifestyle. I think that's really, really key. And that, for me, that includes, I'm a vegan, so I always recommend at least most of your diet be a whole plant food-based diet and organic food, if that's possible, at least most of it. Exercise is really key, and I'm an advocate of exercise for people. That's probably one of the second things on my list. I do recommend a digestive enzyme too. So lifestyle is really important. Also, meditation is key too. Also, and there are other practices out there that you can do that do help uncover some of these beliefs or some of the traumas and dealing with it, like emotional freedom technique tapping, practicing some mindfulness or some meditation too. And then even on my website, I actually have a video of how to do my clearing. So they can even learn some of that practice through my website to help start clearing it. And it can be, and they can ask me questions. I'm very open. I have people that I refer to. I have other people I've taught and now doing more teaching that can help them help themselves. So I'm happy to answer any questions. I try to get to as many people as I can each week. So yes, there's ways to start doing it without actually having to go to a practitioner. They can do some of this at home. But again, practicing a healthy lifestyle is key. You know, sometimes clearing a food, like clearing dairy, can bring up some emotional stuff that can heal it. And you're not even aware of it healing. So, because sometimes emotions are actually related very closely to food sensitivities, for sure. And I think everyone can relate to that too. Because when you stop eating something, think of all the emotions that come up, the anger, or the, you know, frustration, or whatever, and seeing how food has been your, you know, a dopamine hit so that you can, feel better eating those foods. So that can help. And again, just being aware of what's going on in your body is a real start. Some people are just not aware of it. That's why I like this mindfulness in some way. And there's so many videos out there and that people can do that are free that can help them.
Can you walk us through emotional freedom technique and tapping?
Yes. So, I'm not an expert in it, but I refer to videos. But if there's something that is an issue or that you're dealing with at the moment, you can say, even though I feel this, I deeply love and accept myself, and do some of the tapping. And you can see those points on, look on a video and see which points. I like the points like right around the collarbone, and just tapping your hands together, the knife edges of your hands. I do that. And then tapping under your nose too. And then around the face area too is good. And just keep saying that, you know, even though I feel this, I deeply and love and accept myself. So, and you can do that with anything. And you can even do that for your kids, even on yourself. That helps your children or somebody else too. So it really does work. I highly recommend it. And especially when you're in an acute situation, sometimes that makes a big difference, Chase, to do that. But there's lots of good videos that you can Google and get on the internet for sure.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Hey, Love Tribe, I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6th. That's sparkmyrelationship.com and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100. Hey, Love Tribe. I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
And someone, again, I keep going back to this idea, like definitely seek professional help.
Right.
And I can imagine some people tuning in, they're like, yeah, but I got all these allergies to foods, and they're starting to be like, well, examining, maybe that's linked to something. Even as right. as you were going through it, I have like this habit of eating oatmeal for breakfast, which doesn't seem super out of the ordinary. But recently I've realized it doesn't make me feel great later in the day. It's pretty carb right. heavy, lots of sugar. And that in the past when I've started in for months, really eating like eggs and avocado for breakfast, like more protein and fats, I feel much better. But like there's like this deeper emotional attachment to eating the oatmeal. Yeah. Now that there might not be anything under there, but even just from the standpoint of the dopamine hit, because right. carbs and sugar do spike those feel-good centers more. Yeah, it's just interesting examining that and being like, well, why am I so addicted to that? And maybe neurochemically, literally, I am. And then if you layer it in some kind of trauma or emotional repression, and again, I might need to unpack that. I don't know if there's anything right there on the surface, but you can start to really maybe get somewhere from an angle that most people may not really think to start with.
Yeah, I mean, Chase, first of all, I always say the food that you're most sensitive to is the food you most crave is the food you're most sensitive to. And sometimes it's not the oatmeal. If you saw my technique and you were looking at my program here, you'd see that oatmeal has a lot of things in it that you might be sensitive that's causing you to crave. And very well could be sugars, because I would say 90% of people come to see me are sensitive to sugars and they crave it so much too, which includes alcohol. Craving alcohol sometimes is sugars too. And again, so let's say we wanted to look at the your craving for oatmeal, and it might be just like, maybe it's not like you have asthma or whatever, but it's something that's definitely there for you. So what I would do is look at what is the underlying factor that's causing this craving. And it could be this sensitivity to the ingredients in the foods. Like people can be sensitive to vitamins and minerals, and people are taking all these supplements. Honestly, Chase, most people, I hate to say that, are sensitive to a lot of what's in those supplements. And sometimes it's not helping them. It's actually making them a little bit more toxic or unhappy. And so I'd look at what's underlying it. And it could very well be something emotional that comes up or some past trauma, who knows, you know. But that's what's so fun. You know, once you start working with me, it's you know, people get a little bit addicted because because like every day there's something that goes on. So what does Dr. Ellen say? Why am I feeling this today? Like, how come I'm feeling vertigo today? Or how come I'm feeling nauseous today? Or, you know, you can uncover those issues and then clear it and it instantly goes away, you know? So like, for example, so for me, I grew up, I'm a twin. And every dinner table, and I talk about this in my books, every dinner table, my parents would have a fight. My father would walk out. My mother would sit there crying. It was like every night I felt. So lo and behold, when I started my professional training, which was very stressful for me, and because I had to pay for it myself, and I had to work and go to school, I started to have the worst digestive problems. And I was diagnosed with colitis, you know, inflammation of the colon. And I started to do my work and learn that I was sensitive to almost every food I was eating. Wonder why I felt terrible. And guess what it was? It was all based on this emotional stuff that happened every night. My parents, you know, that's what it was. So clearing those foods in combination with that trauma and taking a digestive enzyme, because breaking down your food is very important. I never had that problem again, ever. And, you know, honestly, when you don't feel good in your gut, it's hard to feel good, period. You know, it's hard to work. It's hard to feel happy with your family, with your kids. The gut is really important, and it gives a lot of understanding to it. It brings out a lot of issues, emotional issues too, as well. So anyway, that's how I would work with you, Chase. Sometimes taking a digestive enzyme with your oatmeal might just help. Sometimes it can be very simple, you know, but everybody's different. everyone. And I'm always amazed. I never get bored. I'm always amazed how different everyone is. And that's what's different. That's what also is so different about my work. It's called ECM. It's very individualized, you know, and I help people learn how to do that at home so they can see that they might be very different than their husband or their wife or their, you know, or their children or whatever.
Well, Dr. Ellen, you've given me some things to think about and certainly our listeners as well. I'll have to dive into my oatmeal. Actually, this week I've been trying to start eating eggs again and I definitely feel better. Maybe some more research into the digestive enzymes, but I love the holistic approach and I think it'll be really valuable for our listeners as well to begin a journey into examining some things that we may be covering up or just not feeling as good as we could with sensitivities and deep emotional trauma. So thank you so much, Dr. Ellen. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online and if there's anything that we skipped over or maybe you want to emphasize and then we'll say goodbye.
Yes, my website is drellencutler.com and you can subscribe to my YouTube video, Dr. Ellen Cutler. And I created some digestive enzymes because I really wanted the best. So you can look at those too. They're on my website. And I actually also have some protein powders, vegan protein powders too. But you know, I just want people to know that any age or any time you can be helped, you know, don't give up. And if you're giving up, there's probably some emotions that just need to look at and can be cleared and you can live healthier and happier and live longer.
Well, Dr. Ellen, thanks so much. We'll have those links in our show notes and on our website at idopodcast.com. And thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you so much, Chase. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest as well as any of their recommendations will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.